Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. I have had previous episodes on the January 6th thing and how clearly and obviously there are FBI informants involved, indicated by no less than the fact that they put a big, giant, very public webpage of who we're still looking for. And then later on, after a story gets hot on one of the guys about how he's on the New York Times list and that people identified him weeks before, and then I think it's Revolver News or something like that, both the Times and the News, the Revolver mention him within the same week or two, and all of a sudden the FBI takes him right off the list. So there were FBI informants all over the place, but hey, don't believe me, let's talk to a New York Times reporter who also, as if we didn't know this, says that, yeah, the P tape doesn't exist for Trump. Well, of course not. The entire thing was fake. The dossier was fake. It was never substantiated. That's why the FBI dropped it, but it got leaked anyway. And then it turned into a non-story story that the narrative people insisted on covering. So for this, the heroes among us, Project Veritas, got a New York Times reporter on tape. So this is Rosenberg, Matthew Rosenberg, who is the New York Times reporter. And when interviewed later by Veritas, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas's founder, Rosenberg said he absolutely stands by the comments he made in the undercover video. This is the WND article paraphrasing him, but then we'll be quoting him. And he contradicts his own January 6th reporting, confirming the reporting of alternative media that the FBI was involved. Quote, there were a ton of FBI informants amongst the people who attacked the Capitol. Quoting from the article again, Rosenberg says establishment media were, and now quoting back to Rosenberg specifically, making this an organized thing that it wasn't, and that is January 6th. I'm going to find that particular audio so you can hear it, and then that's all I'll cover for this one. All right, here's the audio on that from Rosenberg, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner, by the way.
You know, we're the ones, not Fox, not my marketing, who actually went and uncovered the fact that, like, there were a ton of FBI informants on the people who attacked the Capitol. That was us, not the right one. There were a ton of FBI informants. You know, we're the ones, not Fox, not my marketing, who actually went and uncovered the fact that, like, there were a ton of FBI informants on the people who attacked the Capitol. That was us.
You know, isn't it amazing that you can be a supposed conspiracy theorist about January 6th when all the facts are there? When he said, we're the ones, not Fox, not Breitbart, who said they were FBI informants. This is September 25th, 2021, updated October 18th, 2021 by Alan Furr and Adam Goldman. Among those who marched into the Capitol on January 6th, an FBI informant, which is no doubt the episode that I was discussing. Let me find that one real quick, just so you know which one I'm talking about. It was Quick Rant of Truth 31, titled Omar Epps' Brother from Another Mother and the Latest Date That Is Supposed to Invoke Non-Think. Of course, I'm talking about January 6th, kind of like 9/11, invoke non-think. So let me read that, and then hopefully this will be the tease for it. I'll leave it at that. Listen to that one, too. A follow-up to Quick Rant of Truth 020, we heroically stopped a fake crime we started, goes the broken record, which is about FBI informants being all over fake crimes. So I say, in that episode, I gave the background of admitted operations paid by our money to ensnare stooges in fake plots created from whole cloth by the authorities to imprison them as terrorists, just so the authorities can gain a perception advantage and pat themselves on the back. That clear and obvious pattern is in the open because the court docs when they convict the one to few folks they've framed. But that does not mean that without court docs, we cannot tell when it has happened otherwise. That is what this episode is about and a very specific instance of it. For instance, when someone is among the list of public enemies, 1 to 16, a list that is top of mind and the subject of an army of internet sleuths, and then after identification by said amateur sleuths within a week, after he identifies himself very openly in that same time period, but somehow the authorities still can't catch up with what everyone knows. And then upon the accidental revelation to the larger national public that he is known, but apparently the authorities have no interest in him, he just magically disappears with no explanation from the public enemy list that his face had so prominently previously been a part of. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't start speaking these hard truths, then they're going to continue this garbage. Enough is enough. Spread this to, quote, news, end quote, at the very least to deflate those propagandists, to allies in the real, also known as alternative media, and to office holders. If they see something they think is too fringe to say it above a whisper, they'll never openly admit it. Your repeating it to them can give them that courage. Not that they should need it, as they're elected to be courageous in protecting our rights and keeping the system from corruption, but they do need our reinforcement and encouragement. Please also, though I'm trying to be coy here, recognize the excellent work of a site I mention in the cast and realize that that is what journalism in its truest sense is about. I'm talking about Revolver News there. Every bit what they've done has more worth than the entirety of the cable channels and 99% of newspapers across the land put together. The power of one determined group of individuals who refuse to blink. Indeed. Please remember to go ahead and hit notifications for the podcast so that you are more aware when my new episodes come out and can hear those, and we can have a more consistent relationship, you and I. Thanks, guys.